Go where you are appreciated, not tolerated. I'd like to welcome you to the From the Hip podcast. It is so good to be driving with you in my car again. Get comfortable. Just don't take off your shoes because it's not good for anybody. Great. I wanted to chat about something I did today that just made me smile. I'm actually going to be meeting with somebody tomorrow. I don't know which way this is going to go or if this is going to go anywhere, but it's a filmmaker. And I am sort of a filmmaker myself. I've been making movies for a long time, ever since I had the ability to get my hands on my dad's old VHS camcorder from his business years ago. I was sharing some of the links with my friend who is hooking us up, so to speak, and my friend's involved too. And before I go there, I just want to say there's some people in your life that encourage you and make a difference in your life. And those are the kind of people you want to be around. There's lots of people that want to hold you back, not intentionally or not because they're being malicious, but they just don't see it for themselves and they don't see the same possibilities you see. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a little bit of time, you may have caught a theme that really want to make the second half of my life here really meaningful, with meaningful work. And for me, that is entertainment, whether that's comedy through audio or visual or tweeting or writing. That's what I want to do. So anyway, there's this guy who is hooking us up tomorrow. And he was one of the people that really encouraged me to pursue this stuff. I was going down a different road. I was going down a business consulting road. And I was making videos there using all the creative energy that I had and my know-how, the technical know-how of the ins and outs of lighting and sound and a video to make these business videos. And he knew me a little bit of time. And of course, I'm my normal self when I'm just relaxed, when there's not necessarily an audience, when I'm just having one-on-ones or with one on a few with some friends. And he saw these videos of me trying to be all businessy. And after a very short time of watching these videos, he shook his head. He says, "What are you?" He goes, "This isn't the Albert I know." He goes, "You are different than this. This isn't you. You don't even look comfortable here." So he encouraged me to follow my comedy and my entertainment stuff. And that's been a big, big thing for me. I kind of started turning things on at that point on a more consistent basis, although I'm still not anywhere near where I want to be or need to be. There's another person in my life who I showed some of my movies to, and this was a few years ago now, quite a few years ago. And he showed some of his friends. And one time I was going to the gym where I used to go, and these two people from behind the counter who I'd never met said, "Oh my gosh, you're the guy from the videos. They're awesome." And I said, "I'm sorry, which videos are you talking about?" "Oh, you did the one with the Sheik, and you did the one with the sports video." I said, "Oh my," I go, "how did you see those? Like those, I've never released those DVDs to anybody, just my close personal friends." He goes, "Well, this person showed it to me. Ryan showed it to me." I said, "Oh my gosh." And for an instant, I just felt this rush. And I don't know what happens. Do you need to feel that rush more often? Or is it once or twice enough to catapult you? So the reason I ask is, why didn't I just go full on with that stuff back then when I had these compliments? Doesn't matter. But so really just going on tangents here. Hang around people that inspire you, that encourage you, that see things like you do. And really, really shed off the skin or the, not the skin. Do not shed off your skin. It is going to get ugly and you're going to get my leather seats all bloody. Did you take off your shoes? Oh no, those are my feet. Okay. Encouragement. There's a saying I heard. Go where you are. Oh Lord. Go where you are. Something encouraged instead of intolerated. Go where you are. Oh, this is so good when you got these quotes in your head, these really important quotes, and then you think about them, you say, oh, what happened? My brain's cotton candy that just got wet and it's just still sticky now. Go where you are appreciated, not tolerated. I think that same is with your friends. Same with the people in your life. And if you don't get lifted, don't worry about it. Try not to worry about it. Not everybody is going to lift you. In fact, I think the majority of the people are going to, that you have around you by default, are not going to lift you. They want you to stay with them. And it's not necessarily in a bad way. So anyway, I'm going to be meeting with these guys tomorrow. Who knows what the future is going to bring. If I could get together my perspective, my ideas for comedy, and get somebody making some videos of that to take that pressure off me, that might be awesome. Who knows? Maybe I'll just be doing some audio production for these guys, getting my creative influence in their hands. Anyway, thank you for coming for the ride. I'm going to drop you off now. You shed your skin and you took off your shoes. I said that is a no-no. I'm dropping you off in the cold snow. But until next time, if you get your act together, I'll pick you back up. But thanks anyway for coming for the ride. I'm going to get this seat cleaned up for next time.